Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team gets ready to face William Jewell tonight. Northwest coming in 2-0 on the season, William Jewell at 1-1. Again, good afternoon. I'm John Coffey. I'll be with you throughout this men's basketball broadcast on NorthwestBearcast.com tonight. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team on an internet broadcast will have William Jewell as well. That's a 6 o'clock at tip-off. Matt Gorder will have a play-by-play of that one beginning at 5:40. Here again, Northwest Missouri State at 2-0 and the William Jewell Cardinals at 1-1 in this men's matchup. And William Jewell coming off a big win last night as they defeated Missouri Western 76-60. They shot 48% from the field, and they also knocked down 16 of 24 from three-point range, and that's a team that's really been struggling from the field up until last night, in which they shot lights out against Missouri Western. Now, for Northwest Missouri State, coming off a win last night as they defeated Rockers 55-38. They used a 10-0 run to start the second half to open up what was a close game at halftime and never looked back in cruising to the victory, leading by 1.18 in that second half. So the Northwest men coming off a good win over Rockhurst last night, and William Jewell, also a good win as well, as these two teams competing in the Hillier Classic here on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph. I'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph, and Northwest and William Jewell going through their pregame warm-ups in this men's game along the Bearcat Radio Network this evening. Northwest at 2-0 and William Jewell at 1-1. Northwest last night did a very good job shutting down the Rockers. Rockers ended up shooting just 29% from the field, and they really struggled in the second half in particular, just 7 of 24 from the field in the second half. So a good job by the Bearcats last night on defense. And in the first half, while the outside shooting was a little bit cold for Northwest, they were able to pound the ball inside to Dylan Starzl. Starzl had 13 points of his 20 for the game in that first half, and then that opened some things up in the second half for Northwest, in which they were able to knock down some threes, in particular D'Angelo Haley seeing his first action this season. came off the bench and knocked down a three straight threes to help open some things up. And Alex Sullivan, who struggled really overall for the game, hit a couple threes in the second half as well. And again, Northwest really never looked back in that win against Rockhurst last night. Busy day on both the Northwest and Missouri Western campuses. Earlier today, the Northwest Missouri State football team shut out Harding in the opening round of the NCAA Division II football playoffs. 35-0, the final score, Northwest with that win. And Missouri Western, an exciting finish to their matchup with Minnesota Duluth at Spratt Stadium, just very close to where we're at here at the Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus. Missouri Western defeating Minnesota Duluth 57-55. So both teams from the MIAA advance. Northwest heads north, as they'll be in Mankato, Minnesota next Saturday to face Minnesota State Mankato, the number one seed in Super Region 3. And for Missouri Western, they will head south and face Henderson State out of Arkadelphia, Arkansas next week. So both Northwest and Missouri Western from the MIAA advance on to further competition in the NCAA Division II football playoffs. Here again, it's Northwest and William Jewell and men's basketball. I'll be back and have an interview with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved and just some great professors, both at the undergraduate level as I finished that up in 93 and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
I actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University with one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. But it's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back on our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, before we talk about tonight's matchup with William Jewell, let's look back to last night and win over Rockhurst and a very strong second half for your team.
Yeah, you know, I thought defensively we really competed. You know, we always say rely on your defense, and we had to last night. Our shots weren't falling in the first half, and we stuck with our defense and didn't allow easy buckets, and eventually was able to build a decent lead and then lock down and come out of there with a win.
I thought one of the keys in the first half, when the shots weren't falling from the perimeter, you were going inside to Dylan Starzl, and he was taking advantage of some good matchups there, and 13 points out of the first half, and it looked like Rockhurst may have made an adjustment or two at halftime with that, but then the perimeter game started to open up for you in the second half.
Yeah, well, once you start going inside, especially early, defenses really soften up, and I thought theirs did in the second half to where we got a few more open looks that we generally wouldn't.
And Haley came off the bench and gave you a boost.
Yeah, you know, he hit a couple shots. I know, you know, usually when he hits one, he's going to hit about five or six. That's kind of his style. So that was good, and hopefully we'll get him a few more minutes tonight and get him going.
Get some minutes from some young guys there, Connor Kirker, to name one, that came out and gave you some good minutes last night.
Yeah, he plays real smart, real solid, safe, great passer. Plays with good tempo and pace, and so he's one especially You know, if we get to turning it over at all, he's one we can put in. He'll take care of it.
Now tonight you've got William Jewell, a team that's coming off a big win last night as they knocked off Missouri Western.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team. Really good. Really improved their talent, I think, and we're going to have our hands full defensively being able to guard them.
What are some of the things that makes William Jewell especially tough this year?
You know, I think they've got, you know, some new players. I think they got some new talented players and a little bit bump in athleticism. And then inside, they're obviously just as good as they've always been. So, well, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
Is it a kind of a case where as they make that transition to Division II, kind of bringing up the athleticism of their team a bit?
I think so. I think when you have, you know, the 10 folds that they use, I think they naturally have to, you know, get better athletes. And that's what they've gotten. And, you know, so, again, I'd say it's probably will be a step up from last night, but you know, we'll find out here shortly.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Dr. Stephen Town, professor of music at Northwest Missouri State University, is the author of a new book titled An Imperishable Heritage, British Choral Music from Perry to Dyson, which surveys the choral orchestral music of the English musical Renaissance. The book is the culmination of nearly a decade of research and writing by Town, who also conducts Northwest Tower Choir. Town had finished reading a paper at a conference at Charterhouse in 2000 when a commissioning editor from Ashgate Publishing attending the lecture approached him with the idea of writing a book about Vaughan Williams.
From that point, then, I started doing a lot of the archival work because the it involves autographed manuscripts of these pieces. So it meant that I had to go to the British Library or the Bodleian Library at Oxford or the Royal College of Music Library to look at the manuscripts.
Town said he was inspired to begin the project after he was selected in 1993 as a recipient of the prestigious Ralph Vaughan Williams Research Fellowship, which is given to North American scholar by the Cartusian Trust of England. Town lived in Charterhouse, the school Ralph Vaughan Williams attended as a boy.
Although the chapters in this book involve six composers, two compositions apiece of those composers, my interest in Vaughan Williams led me to ask questions about the composers who went before him and the composers that came after him. So that's kind of how I arrived at those composers. So I'm looking at, in the book, Hubert Parry and Charles Stanford. They're looked upon in England as having started a new renaissance of English music. And then Vaughan Williams was a student of theirs.
A come-and-go celebration of Dr. Town's book publication is planned for 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, September 24th at the Northwest Alumni House. I'm Christian Grady reporting.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass & Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State, and William Jewell, a men's game out of this Hillier Classic, Northwest at 2-0, and William Jewell at 1-1. As we look at the starting lineups, first of all, for William Jewell, he'll be starting at a guard at Dwight Sistrunk Jr., a 5'11 junior out of Des Moines, Iowa, averaging almost 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 13 points in a loss to Upper Iowa earlier this season. Also, Ricky Tisdale, a 5'8 junior out of Bolivar, Tennessee, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. At a forward spot, a person familiar to a lot of basketball fans around the Northwest Missouri area, Craig Mattson, a 6'6 senior from Conception Junction, played his basketball with the Jefferson Eagles. He's averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds a game as a starter for head coach Larry Holly. Again, Craig Mattson out of Conception Junction starting at one of the forward spots. Another forward is John Taylor, a 6'5 junior out of Hendersonville, Tennessee, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. He had 13 points and 7 boards last night against Missouri Western and a loss to Upper Iowa, 12 points in that game. And inside at the center spot is Dylan Deck, a 6'9 sophomore out of Smithville, Missouri. Last night he had 15 points and 9 rebounds against Missouri Western. He played just 18 minutes due to foul trouble, but really made the most of his minutes last night. He comes in averaging 18 points and 6 rebounds a game. So that's the way the lineup looks for William Jewell. Now for Northwest Missouri State, nobody starting at the guard spots. Alex Sullivan. Sullivan is a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, and he also played at Lakeland Community College and redshirted at Division I Akron before coming to the Bearcats a year ago, averaging 18 points and 6 rebounds a game. On Sunday against Grayson, had a career-high 28 points to help Northwest. Struggled a little bit last night from the field, but again, coming in averaging 18 points per game. Another guard is Bryston Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Another guard, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, 4 points and 2 boards per game. And inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska. Average 9 points and 3 boards per contest. And also inside, Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. 15 points and 7 rebounds per game. Last night, he had 20 points and 8 boards with 13 of those points coming in at the first half. And really helping Northwest stay in the game there in the first half when the Cats were really struggling from the perimeter. And then in the second half, again, they made a couple adjustments trying to stop Starzl inside, Rockers did. And the perimeter opened up, and you had Alex Sullivan and D'Angelo Haley knocking down some threes to help open things up. And the Cats used a 10-0 run to start the second half to open that game up and cruise to the victory at 55-38 win over Rockers. Last night for William Jewell, it was a win over Missouri Western 76-60. A game in which they shot 48% from the field, 16 of 24 from three-point range, and every time Missouri Western tried to make a little bit of a run last night, William Jewell just come down and knocked down some big threes and keep that margin as they went on to the victory to even out their record at 1-1. They open up their season with a loss to Upper Iowa, 68-60. William Jewell also played an exhibition this year with Drake, losing that one in Des Moines at 96-66. William Jewell, coached by Larry Holly. He's in his 42nd year as a collegiate head coach. He also was a head coach back many years ago at Northwest Missouri State for a couple of years. 1 year for Coach Holly at Northwest, he was 15-0 at home and then 0-11 on the road. That season, he had wins over 5 nationally ranked teams while coaching at Northwest. And then left Northwest to go to William Jewell and become a coaching icon at William Jewell as for many years at the NAIA level. Now they have moved up to Division II, beating out the Great Lakes Conference, and off to a pretty good start right now. As you take a look at their team, they really, as Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame interview, have made the move to Division II pretty well and getting a different type of athlete now as they go into Division II with the scholarships that they have to offer and a big win last night over Missouri Western. And it's Northwest and William Jewell in a men's game. The Northwest women will tip off against William Jewell in Maryville at Bearcat Arena at 6 o'clock. That's part of the Winstead-Reese Classic. That can be heard on NorthwestBearcats.com. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play of that one. Pre-game there will be starting just about 11 minutes from now at 5:40. Be back, get ready for the tip-off. Northwest and William Jewell. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or maryvilleglassandlock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smits, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
National anthem prior to a tip-off tonight. Northwest and William Jewell in a men's game from the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus at the Looney Fieldhouse. Before we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First of two from the Hillier Classic tonight. The host school, Missouri Western, will take on Rockhurst tonight in the game immediately following this one here. So a lot of basketball for the fans here in St. Joseph. A full day here for football and basketball, and we're seeing quite a few Bearcat fans filing in that tell been at the Northwest football game earlier today, as well as the Northwest football team had a big win. Northwest in the opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs with a victory over Harding University, 35-0. Northwest forced three Harding turnovers in that game and did not allow any positive yardage in passing as well. Bearcats averaged just about 7 yards per play in the game as well. And Northwest coming up with a 35-0 shutout of Harding. Looking at a couple other stats from that game, Trevor Adams was 17 of 26 for 212 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Billy Creason getting a lot of playing time due to the injury of Jordan Simmons, and then in that, after the second play of the game, James Franklin going out with an injury. Creason had 113 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Shaw caught 5 passes, 119 yards and a score as well. On the defensive side, DJ Nader and Zach Williams helped lead the team in tackles with 11. Nate DeYoung had 10 stops and an interception as well. Again, Northwest shutting out Harding 35-0. Now in St. Joseph this afternoon, they had an exciting one as the Missouri Western Griffins in triple overtime defeated a very good Minnesota Duluth team 57-55 as they now will move on. Missouri Western will head south to Arkadelphia, Arkansas. They will face Henderson State next Saturday in the next round of the Division II playoffs. Northwest, on the other hand, heads north as the Cats will go to Mankato, Minnesota to face Minnesota State Mankato. And we'll have that Northwest football broadcast for you next Saturday right here along the Bearcat Radio Network. Here in basketball, the Northwest men's basketball team and William Jewell coming out midcourt getting ready for the tip-off. Dylan Starzl will jump center for Northwest, the 6'8 junior out of Kearney. And he'll jump up against Craig Mattson, 6'6 senior out of Conception Junction, Missouri. The tip is controlled by Northwest. Cats in their traveling green uniforms with white numerals and trim go from our left to our right. Off the right side, Sutherland goes low right for Starzl, trying to drive Von Dillendeck into the lane, up for the shot, whistle, and a charge coming up. As that time, Starzl pretty shoulder just a little bit, trying to get some position before going up with that shot. And Starzl will pick up his first foul. Dillon again last night had 13 points in the first half and helping Northwest to a very small lead at halftime. And then they really opened things up in the second half when the perimeter game came around. For William Jewell across the timeline, Sistrunk out to the top of the key with a left-handed dribble through the lane, pulls up as he does, gets called for the travel and the turnover right back to Northwest. No score of this game just underway. Officials for this matchup, Doug Vitava along with John Hendricks and Bill Tickham. Across the timeline, right side, Wallace for Northwest. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Out front, right side for Wallace. William Jewell's in their home white uniforms with the red and black trim. Wallace, cross court, left side, Sullivan. Shot clock's down to 15 seconds. Now at the top of the key, gives it back to Wallace. Quick pass right wing for Williams. Price into the free throw line. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Off the left side of the bucket. Lays it up and in with the left hand. And Northwest in front, 2-0, a minute in. Across the timeline on the right side, Sistrunk. Guarded by Sullivan. It's Northwest in man-to-man defense. Dribbles left, now back out front, right side. And a long jumper put up by Taylor. Rims out and a long rebound out front. Goes to Sistrunk. Looks on the left wing for Ricky Tisdale. Cross court right side for Sistrunk. Now a double team with Schlake, who pops out briefly. Sistrunk to the free throw line. Out front finds Tisdale. Top of the key three. A high bounce off the rim. And Sullivan inside clears the rebound for the Cats. It's another area that Coach McCullen likes about Sullivan, his rebounding ability. Now he dribbles all the way down the floor. Sets up on the left wing and drops down a three. So you got to like that aspect of his game as well. Northwest out to a 5-0 lead. Tisdale to the right wing to the top of the key. Backs out on the dribble. Gives it left sideline for Sistrunk. Lobs it high post left for Dylan Deck. Back to Sistrunk on the left wing. Gets a screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Inside the lane. Now dishes a low left and finds John Taylor on the pick and roll. Knocks it in. And a 5-2 game. Northwest Missouri State up. Wallace across the timeline, right. Again, man-to-man defense out of William Jewell. Takes the top of the key. Right side pass. Gets it to Sullivan. Now off the left wing for Bryson Williams. Dribbles to the free throw line. Right side, Wallace quick pass into the right corner. Three by Sullivan. Rims around it out. Slight crashes the board. Tries to go up with a reverse layup. Shot rejected by Deck and the rebound to Deck. Here comes the Cardinals on the fast break. Across the timeline, Sistrunk pulls up to the left wing. Accelerates. Dishes into the left corner. Tisdale. Holds on to the ball as he goes out left wing to the free throw line left. Gets the pass to Deck, who knocks down the 15-foot jumper. 1-point game. Northwest in front 5-0. 17-12 left in the first half. Wallace across midcourt right side. Bounce pass out front. Williams. Low left for Slate. Slate picks it back left side on the wing for Sullivan. Dribbles left wing. Now high post left for Slate. Cross court right. Wallace. Wallace. Free throw line. Back right side for Bryson Williams with 12 on the shot clock. Cross court left Wallace. Into left corner. Sullivan quick pass. Low left for Starzl. Finds Williams cutting through. Fade away. He is blocked inside by Mattson. And here comes William Jewell on the break. Sistrunk to the top of the key from our right to our left. Crossover dribble. Now goes off to the left wing. Backs out near the timeline. Sullivan follows him. Now top of the key. Cross court right side pass. Off that right for Tisdale. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Taylor. Now right side for Deca. Jumper from 12. Won't go, and the rebound cleared away by Schlake for Northwest. Now to Wallace across the timeline. Cross court left for Sullivan at the left wing. Thought about the three. Instead goes high left side for Starzl. Starzl at the elbow. Holds on to the ball. Takes a dribble in the lane. And we'll get called for another charge. Leans in. And a collision with Dylan Deck. Deck lightly goes to the floor, but the foul goes on Dylan Starzl. That is number two on Starzl. Ben McCullough not real happy about that call. Is he talking to Official and me, they're actually talking to Bill Tickham as he comes down the floor. Tickham, one of the officials there. That gets Grant Kozad into the ballgame to take the place of Starzl. Across the timeline, Sistrunk. Bounce pass high post to the left for Taylor. Taylor, the elbow goes cross court, right side, Sistrunk. Back to Taylor. He steps out, wants a three. It's off the back of the iron and the rebound, Northwest. Picking up the board, Sullivan down the left sideline to the left wing. Sets up, tries to look inside, nothing there, and a whistle, and a foul. This time the foul will go on John Taylor. Taylor to pick up his first foul. A little bit of a push underneath the bucket with Slate that time. Breaking the action as Northwest Missouri State has a 5-4 lead over William Jewell. Quick timeout by William Jewell head coach Larry Holley, so we'll keep it here. Northwest scored the first 5 points of this ballgame. Shot in the lane by Dylan Starzl, and then a three by Alex Sullivan. And William Jewell, though, coming back with a couple buckets, one by Dylan Deck and then John Taylor the other. And that's where we stand right now. 5-4 game with 15:42 left. William Jewell's a team that has struggled offensively through their exhibition with Drake and then a loss to Upper Iowa, but they came out of their shooting slump last night against Missouri Western. And shooting 48% from the field and knocking down 16 threes in that victory. And this first half right now, William Jewell just 2 of 6 from the field, Northwest 2 of 5. Ball is to inbound on the baseline left. Gets it to the left side, and D'Angelo Haley checking into the ballgame. Misses a 12-foot jumper. Rebound tapped out front. And it's picked up by William Jewell. On the break on the right side is Craig Mattson. Out front left side to the left wing, Sistrunk. Going in front of it's off this left side. Now hesitation drive to the baseline underneath the bucket. Bounce pass right corner. Mattson open. Takes the jumper. A three from the right sideline is good. Craig Mattson drops down the three. And now a 7-5 lead for William Jewell over Northwest. Wallace for the Cats across the timeline. Looks right side. Haley on the wing. With the dribble to the free throw line. Gets caught up there. Lobs a pass into the left corner. Sullivan. Now left side. Is Haley, free from line, down the lane, kicks it right side, Slate just inside the arc, takes the jumper, won't go, and the rebound fought for, controlled by Haley, up with a shot, high off the glass, drops it down. D'Angelo Haley knocks down the bucket, ties the game up at 7, and the front court right, Sistrunk. Drives top of the key on Sullivan, down the lane right, runner high off the glass, drops it down. Dwight Sistrunk Jr. with his first bucket. 5'11 junior out of Des Moines handling the point duties and a nice drive in the lane. 2-point lead for the Cardinals over Northwest. Wallace, good one to the left wing. Bounce pass out front for Schlake. Back to Wallace on the left side. High left side. Kozad faces the bucket now with the dribble. Into the lane now. Backs goes with that little hook shot. Won't go, but crashing the board. Haley misses the tip and Schlake trying to fight for the board. Knocked loose and it's controlled right side by Tisdale. As he falls to the floor with Haley, a whistle coming up. And foul go on Northwest. D'Angelo Haley will pick up his first foul. And we've got a break in the action. 14-13 left in the first half. It's William Jewell 9, Northwest 7. Back to St. Joseph right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest down by 2 to William Jewell, 9-7 in the Hilliard Classic, hosted by Missouri Western. William Jewell shooting 50% from the field, 4 of 8. Northwest just 3 of 9 right now. Cats have knocked down 1 of 2 from 3-point range. And William Jewell 1 of 4 from there. In a 2-point game, Northwest trailing William Jewell 9-7. Into the front court right side, Sistrunk goes to the top of the key. Picked up now by Tyler Funk, who checked in for Northwest during that break. On the left side, is Sorrell Belong, who's in for William Jewell. Right side pass for Tisdale. Tisdale drilling to the right corner. Tries to go low, cutting through the lane deck up for the top glass. Longo gets his rebound and makes the mistake of trying to go with the dribble. The ball tied up underneath as Sullivan leans in. Possession arrow gives it to William Jewell. Again, a lot of times the big guys inside find a need to go with the dribble, and that time it costs William Jewell. Or it actually didn't cost him from the standpoint of they get the ball off the possession arrow, but they sort of nearly could as the circle inbound baseline left. Lobs it all the way out front, chased down by Deck, the 6'9", a sophomore out of Smithville. Now to Ricky Tisdale. Going to the right wing. Tisdale, Bolivar, Tennessee, with the dribble to the top of the key. Left side on the wing for Sistrunk. With between the legs dribble goes top of the key. Right side, Tisdale. Back out between the circles. To the right wing. Hook pass out front, finds Deck open. He'll take the three over Cozad. Won't go. Rebound. William Jewell crashing the board. With it is Croker, brings it back right side. Now out front for Sistrunk. 9-7. William Jewell in front of Northwest. 13-10 left in the first half. Sistrunk free throw line. Goes on the right wing. Finds Belong. A long three. Won't go. Rebound chased into the corner and controlled by Wallace for Northwest as he went into the right corner to come up with that rebound. Across the timeline left. Out front, trailing on the play, Cozad. Right side is Sullivan. To the top of the key, Ailey. Quick pass left side, Wallace. It's a screen by Cozad. Takes the top of the key on the left wing. Funk open. Watch the three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Won't go. They crash the board inside. Come away with it. Was Haley inside. He falls to the floor. And a whistle and a foul. And this should go against the Cardinals.
The William Jewell foul on the rebound is on Deck.
That will be Dylan Deck who picks up his first foul. And that will be William Jewell's second team foul. Sullivan to the sideline and Connor Crooker in for Coach Ben McCollum. Inbound goes to Cozad off the right wing. Brings it out front. Crooker. Right side Wallace to the top of the key. Lobs it to Crooker left side near the corner. Now to Haley on the wing. Haley to the top of the key. Back to Crooker left wing. Crooker to the free throw line as he drives. A reach in coming up on William Jewell. Knocked down the bucket after the whistle fell. They'll wave that one off. Sistrunk reaching. Check that. They're going to give this foul on Jordan Lewis, who just checked into the game. That will be Lewis's first foul. Long inbound out near the timeline goes to Crooker for Northwest. He's guarded by Lewis. Left side pass for Haley. Drives to the baseline. Ball fake. Fade away and knocks it down from six on the left side. Haley with 4 points, and Northwest Missouri State tying the game up at 9. On the left side, Lewis out between the circles. Croker looks right side for Devontae Bell. That's Coach Larry Holly for William Jewell. Going to his bench here. Lewis to the top of the key. Cross court right is Bell. Wallace gives him some room. It's a pick by Chris Jordan. Now back left side. Lewis on the wing. Knocked down a long three. Lewis off the bench with his first bucket of the game, and that gives the Cardinals a 12-9 lead over Northwest with 11:40 left in the first half. Wallace into the front court left side. Now top of the key, gets a screen by Cozad. Goes left wing for Crooker as he tries to drive. Another bump and a foul. This one to go on Jordan Lewis, who picks up his second foul. Jewell getting ready to ascend into the game. Andrew Schofield, a 6'2 junior out of Huntsville, Alabama. And also into the game is Tisdale once again. Cats will inbound. Tyler Funk right in front of the William Jewell bench getting set to trigger the ball in. Northwest trailing 12-9. 11:35 left in the first half. Inbound Wallace. Guarded by Devontae Bell. Cross court right side pass Crooker into the right corner. Haley. Haley to the right wing. Gets it to Cozad. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper from 17. Won't go on the rebound. Ripped down inside by Nate Croker, a 6'6 senior out of Wildwood, Missouri. On the fast break right side to Schofield. Into the right corner. Brings it out front. Tisdale. Tisdale with the dribble into the lane. Lobs the pass left corner. Bell. Bell. Stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Croker. And a long outlet pass. Croker with the long outlet. Goes to Haley trying to save it inbounds and tosses it off of Williams. He'll play out of bounds. He was able to throw that ball off the hip of Ricky Tisdale. And now Northwest will inbound baseline left. Substitution. Sullivan back in for the Cats. And Wallace to the sideline. Connor Kirker will inbound, lobs the inbound to Kozad. Back to Kirker, left wing. One dribble out front, right side, Sullivan to the right wing, Haley. Haley with the dribble, sets up and a long three, right side, nothing but net. But that went out from about 22 feet out off the right side. And D'Angelo Haley with his first three of the game. He has 7 points, ties it up at 12. On the left wing with the ball is Schofield. They swing it right side, Bell. Bell, guarded by Sullivan, Northwestern, their man-to-man defense, pulls up left wing, bounce pass, low right side, into the box, getting it inside for Taylor, kicks it back out, and a fadeaway jumper on the right side, rims around and out by Bell, fight for the rebound as Haley falls to the floor underneath the bucket. We'll have to see which way this goes, and it's going to go against William Jewell, I think Nate Croker. Croker will pick up his first foul. A little bit of a collision inside, and Croker picks up the foul. Tied up at 12, Northwest and William Jewell. Connor Kirker for Northwest will take it left to right. Out top of the key, right side Funk. Little right wing Sullivan. Sullivan to the top, pulls up. Right side finds Haley, another three. This one off the back of the rim, but a whistle inside.
Northwest Missouri fouls on the screen on Kozad, number one.
Grant Kozad picking up the foul. Gets called for an illegal screen. For Northwest, that's their fourth team foul. This game tied up at 12, just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Bell into the front court, down the lane, to the bucket, high off the glass, long go, a little bit out of control, and let's see, we got the charge coming up. Tyler Funk, as we've seen throughout his career at Northwest, one of those guys that will take the charge, was able to slide over and force the play. And the foul on Bell, picking up his first. And Funk, after that play, goes to the sideline. Kyle Slake back in the game for Northwest. Kirker for the Bearcats. The freshman from Overland Park, Kansas, into the front court right side. Dribbles to the right wing to the top of the key. Backs out, looks cross court right side. Sullivan bounce pass, low right, Kozad. Kozad in the lane. Nice spin move with the left. Up with the left hand, won't go. Gets his board, puts it back up with the right hand this time, and knocks it down. Grant Kozad, strong move to the bucket, fought for the rebound, and it results in 2 points. The other way, a jumper from the left side by Schofield, rims out from 12 off the left side. Rebound, Kirker for Northwest, outlet on the break. Sullivan stops, pops, misses it off the glass from 10 on the left side. Whistle and a foul. And this will go on William Jewell off the rebound.
William Jewell foul is on Croker.
Nate Croker will pick up his second. Both of his fouls revolting to try and get position underneath the bucket. Breaking the action with 9:27 left in the first half. Northwest up by 2, 14-12. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
2-point lead for the Bearcats, 14-12 with 9:27 left in the first half of this men's game between Northwest and William Jewell. Stats pretty even across the way. Northwest shooting 37% from the field, William Jewell 36. Both teams have knocked down a couple of three-pointers. One area, Northwest leading right now, 11-8 on the rebounds. Grant Kozad going to the line, fouled before the timeout. A 1-1 opportunity coming here. That last foul for the Cardinals, their seventh team foul. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri to the free throw line. And it bounds out. And the rebound coming to William Jewell. It's one area right now Northwest struggling early in the season at the free throw line. Kind of similar to the way they opened the season last year, but as the season went along, they turned into one of the best free throw shooting teams in the MIAA. Tisdale, high post left side, gets it to Taylor, drives the lane and lays it up and in. 4 points for Taylor in the first half, and that ties the game up at 14. Connor Kirker for Northwest at midcourt, into the front court right side. Spins out top to Key, almost loses the handle off the dribble as he's being hounded by Sistruck. Now Haley comes over to help out near midcourt, takes it to the right wing to the top of the key. Thought about the three, now drives through the lane, a runner on the way, high bounce off the rim, won't go, tapped out by Slake, and chased down by Sullivan for Northwest. Into the right corner, Haley to the right wing, steps up, takes the jumper, got it. That would just be a two-pointer, had a toe on the line. Haley with 9 points off the bench in the first half, gives Northwest a two-point lead. 8.5 minutes left in the half. Sistruck out near the timeline, dribbles right, looks on the right wing, Tisdale. Started by Kirker. On the left side, on the wing, Tisdale. Cross court right side is Sistruck. Now to Tisdale at the top of the key. Shot clock down to 12 seconds. Tisdale to the left wing. Work to pick, now takes the top of the key. Right side is Sistruck with five. Free throw line, backs out, wants the 16-foot jumper, rims out right, and the rebound inside, Slate for Northwest. Alex Sullivan. Under 8 minutes left in the half. Northwest up by two. Sullivan to the right wing. Out front, Slate. Looks left side. Gets it in the left corner for Haley. Looking man-to-man out of William Jewell. Right side, Kirker. Left side, Haley to the left wing. Sets up another three on the way. Rims out. Rebound inside. Underneath the bucket to William Jewell and Croker across the timeline. Left to the left wing is Tisdale. High post left for Deck. Deck back left side, Tisdale. Bounce pass low and stepping in front of the pass is Kozad. Nearly had it. Picked up now by Taylor. Drive. Puts it up on the glass. Shot rolls out, but he gets called for the travel beforehand. Now Wallace back into the game for Northwest. And Connor Kirker going to the sideline. In our pregame interview with Ben McCollum, he talked about Connor Kirker being really a smart player out on the floor, and he's been giving Northwest some quality minutes early on despite being just a freshman. Across the timeline left, Wallace. Northwest up by two. Wallace to the right wing. Now finds Sullivan, sets a long three. Rims out from 20 feet out. Rebound tipped on the baseline by Kozad, trying to save it inbounds, and it goes off of Kozad on the baseline and along to William Jewell. Andrew Schofield back in for William Jewell. And Craig Mattson. Reception Junction native goes to the sideline for Coach Larry Hawley. Tyler Funk in and Kozad to the bench. A couple of Kearney natives. Sistruck being met in the backcourt by Alex Sullivan. Cross midcourt right side to the right wing, Tisdale. Out between the circles, Sistruck. And inside whistle, and we got a foul. Or a 3 second bar. That looks like official Bill Checkman is going to call a foul inside. And this will go on Clint McCullough, who had just checked into the ballgame. He'll pick up his first foul. 6'6 freshman out of Lenexa, Kansas, trying to set a screen inside. Wallace across midcourt left side. Out top the key. Finds Sullivan for the Cats on the left wing. Out front right side, Wallace to the right wing, Haley. Haley back to Wallace left side. Wallace to the free throw line. Wallace the pass right on the wing for Haley. Jumps off in the lane up with it. Rims around it out. Rebound put back by Slake and a foul. Kyle Slake, really off to a good start this season. The 6'10 junior from Perth, Nebraska, was fouled by Dylan Deck fighting for the board, and then he went right back up with a shot, and we're getting to the free throw line. Slake will have a couple coming here. The knee bend and the free throw. A little bit too hard. Contagious right now for the Bearcat men at the free throw line. Before he gets to his second free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Knocked down the second. Northwest in front, 17-14 over William Jewell. Sistrunk down the lane, expires the dribble. Now goes with a right-hander shot. Well short. Rebound tapped out by Funk, but is picked up right side by Tisdale for William Jewell. Drives underneath the bucket. Up for the shot. Turns around. Won't go. Fight for the board on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds off of Alex Sullivan. What a diving effort. And couldn't keep it in bounds, and the ball will belong to William Jewell. Sistrunk on the baseline left, getting ready to trigger the inbound. having a little tough time finding someone and lobs it out front. Tipped away by Funk, who dives after it midcourt. Finally controlled, though, by McCullough for William Jill. Now back into the front court for Sistrunk. Jill trying to set up their offense on the left wing to the left baseline. Backs out. Out to the top of the key, left side. Setting up by Tisdale. Long three off the front of the rim with the rebound inside. Haley for the Cats. He'll slow it up. Northwest will set up the offense with 5:45 left in the first half and a 17-14 lead. Another low-scoring half of basketball for Northwest. Through the lane, Wallace into the right corner. Haley, a long three. Nothing but net as he crushed down the three. Haley with 12 points and a timeout by Coach Holly of William Jewell. Northwest now to a 6-point lead, their largest lead of this game. 5:32 left in the first half. And don't forget, on NorthwestBearcast.com, our internet broadcast of the Northwest women as they face William Jewell. Matt Gorder with play-by-play of that one. That one getting set to tip off right now. And here in St. Joseph at the Hillier Classic, the Northwest men in front of William Jewell, 20-14. Northwest William and William Jewell, part of the Winstead Reeves Classic on the Northwest campus. A classic honoring late wing Winstead, longtime head coach of the Northwest women, and also Sherry Reeves, who helped get that program off the ground as well. So two people instrumental in women's basketball at Northwest Missouri State, honored during this weekend each year with the Winstead Reeves Classic. Schofield back into the game for William Jewell and for Northwest. Still going Sullivan, Wallace, Schlake, Funk, and Haley. Across midcourt, left side is Sistrunk. Down the lane, goes to the bounce pass, left corner, Schofield to the baseline. Lost the handle on his dribble. Schlake trying to come up with the ball. Goes for his legs, couldn't hold on to it, and goes out of bounds. Craig Mattson back into the game for the Cardinals. And Schofield, who just got out on the floor, goes back to the sideline. William Jewell will inbound as Dwight Sistrunk Jr. will inbound, baseline left. Gets the inbound to Tisdale. Tisdale dribbles out to the left wing. To the top of the key. Right side pass, Mattson. Tries on Wallace. Gives it to Tisdale. Out in front of the scorer's table. Between the legs, it's dribbled to the top of the key. Left side, Sistrunk trying to look low with it. Does. Gets it to McCullough, posting up and with the jumper over Haley. High off the rim. Won't go, but the tip in. Mattson crashing the board. Tips it in for William Jewell. 20-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. As you might expect, Craig Mattson with some fans at the field house tonight. On the left side, Funk goes left side. Haley turns, squares, wants the jumper, rattles around and out from 15. And the rebound inside, pulled away by McCullough for the Cardinals on the alley. It goes to Sistrunk, to the free throw line, through the lane, a little off balance, and another charge called on Sistrunk. Should that be his first foul? He was a little off balance, and guess who was there to cause the collision? Tyler Funk once again. Cats up by 4, 20-16 with 4:30 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back at the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western Campus, Northwest 20, William Jewell 16. Second game of the Hillier Classic for both of these teams. Northwest last night with a win over Rockhurst, 55-38. William Jewell knocked off the host school, Missouri Western, 76-60. Wallace into the front court on the right side. Gives it to Bryson Williams, who checked in during the timeout. Back out front for Funk. Left side is Williams. Now right side for Wallace. Low in the blocks. Right side for Dylan Sparzo. Spurs up and puts it down. Starzl's been on the bench much of this half, picked up two early fouls. Now 4 points for Starzl. 4 minutes left in the first half. On the left side, Sistrunk to the left wing, guarded by Sullivan. Crossover dribble down the lane to the bucket with the right hand on the left side, puts it in the pass. Starzl and knocks down the layup. 4 point game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace to the top of the key, through the lane. Puts the pass into the left corner front. Now left wing Sullivan open with a three. Nothing but that. Sullivan knocks down his second three of the game. Northwest in front 25-18 with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Sistrunk to the top of the key. Down the lane left to the baseline into the left corner. Drives on Sullivan. Long bounce pass into the right corner. And Tisdale with the long three. Won't go. Funk with the board for the Cats. Out it goes Wallace. Long bounce pass down the right sideline to Williams. Now to Wallace out front. Quick pass left side for Sullivan. Dives. Off the glass. Good. Nice little runner by Alex Sullivan. He has 8 points in the first half. Northwest in front 27-18. Well, that's great ball movement by Northwest down the floor that time. Some quick, crisp passes. And it resulted in a look at the bucket. Now an injury substitution here as Craig Mattson goes limping to the William Jewell bench. And that will force a substitution as Clint McCullum, 6'6 freshman from Lenexa, comes into the ballgame. Athletic trainer from William Jewell now tending to Mattson. He tries to walk off what looks to be maybe an ankle injury there. Cross midcourt goes to Sistrunk to the top of the key. Right side, high post for McCullum. Bounce pass low right. They get it to Taylor, trying to go up for the shot, banks it in, whistle, and a foul as he makes that move off the low post on the right side. This one going Northwest. Grant Cozad will pick up his second foul. And sends John Taylor to the free throw line. Taylor with 6 points in the first half. That foul for the Bearcats, just the fifth of the half with 2:50 left. At the free throw line, Taylor. Trying to make a three-point trip down the floor, and he does as he knocks that one down. 86% shooter on the season at the charity stripe. Northwest in front by six with 2:43 left in the half. Wallace out front, looks right side. On the wing, Sullivan. Takes it to the top of the key, looking at a 2-3 zone out of William Jewell. Out front, left Wallace. Quick pass, low left, force leg, ball fake. Up for the shot, turns on, still too hard. Funk trying to tip the ball away. We'll get called for a reach over that time. Fighting for the rebound with Ricky Tisdale inside. Tyler Funk picked up his first foul, sixth team foul on Northwest. Sistrunk in midcourt, met by Alex Sullivan of the Bearcats. William Jill from our right to our left in this half. Bounce pass to the left wing, Tisdale. Out front left, Sistrunk once again. Drives to the free throw line, backs out, 60-foot jumper. A little too hard off the lip of the rim and the rebound inside. Slake pulls it down. Gives it to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Accelerates to the top of the key. Hands off the pass for Bryson Williams in front of the Jewel bench. Takes it top. Looks left side, Wallace. Wallace getting a screen by Slate, takes the top of the key, jumper off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Tisdale, and he'll take it right to left, across the timeline, in front of the scorer's table, cross court left, Sistrunk, backs out on the dribble, out front for Taylor, spins into the lane, trying to go past Slate, lost the handle on it, it will go off of Slate out of bounds. Connor Crooker back into the game, and Bryson Williams to the sideline for Northwest. William Jewell inbound baseline left. Inbound. Goes inside for McCullough as he tries to drive. Reach in foul coming up, and this will be a one and one opportunity for William Jewell. Tyler Funk gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. Clint McCullough going to the free throw line where he's been there twice this season, 2 of 2. Freshman out of Lenexa, Kansas at 6'6. The knee bend, free throw on the way, rattles in.
And this.
That's another free throw. Northwest men's basketball team after tonight will be off until next Saturday when they host Upper Iowa as part of a Bearcat Classic. A 3 o'clock tip-off next Saturday. And then on Sunday, they will face Southwest Minnesota State. Again, at 3 o'clock tip-off. Southwest Minnesota State's team on the Northwest campus this weekend, bringing the Winstead Reeves Classic. Cole misses the second free throw, caps up 27-22. Wallace, left side for Northwest. To the top of the key, right side, Crooker. Back left side, Wallace. Wallace getting a pick by Schlake, gives it right side, Crooker. Back to Wallace, left side. 17 on the shot clock. Wallace to dribble to the left baseline. Now left side pass for Williams, who's back out there. Looks on the right side for Sullivan. A long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound put away by McCullough for William Jewell. Right to the left on the break, Sistrunk. Now left for Bell. Devontae Bell's three-pointer won't go. McCullough with the board. The putback knocked to the floor and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Just under a minute left in the first half. Kyle Schlake will pick up foul number one. Eighth team foul. And McCullough right back to the free throw line. Second, the free throw here rims around and up. D'Angelo Haley back into the game. Alex Sullivan goes to the sideline. Haley off the bench in this first half with 12 points, really giving Northwest a spark. Did the same thing in the second half last night against Rockers. Second free throw by McCullough drops down. To afford the free throw line for both of his points. 27-23, Northwest in front of William Jewell. Wallace into the front court, bounce pass out front for Slake, and it goes out of bounds, tipped away and out of bounds by John Taylor. Haley will inbound. And gets the inbound to Wallace. Wallace will dribble between the circles, pulls up, high post right side Slake. Top of the key, Williams. Jewell's left on the wing. Now at the elbow left side for Haley. Spins down the lane, off the glass, won't go. Gets his board high off the glass again. No. Fight for the board on the baseline, out of bounds. And it goes off of Haley and will belong to William Jewell. 31 seconds left in the half. Northwest in front, 27-23. And now they reverse the call, and it looks like it will belong to Northwest. Let's see, Coach Haley, or rather Coach Holly for William Jewell. Once again, trying to get an explanation of that call. Breaking the action here with 31.1 seconds left. We'll keep it to right here. And at NorthwestBearcast.com tonight, the Northwest women's team getting ready to tip off with William Jewell, part of the Winstead Reeves Classic at Bearcat Arena. Good crowd of Bearcat fans making the trip to St. Joseph tonight for this game. As I look to my left, they got one section completely filled up here. And a lot of them looked like they had made a day out of it as far as Northwest sporting activities with the Northwest football game earlier today. Northwest winning that one 35-0 as they defeat Harding University. Wallace inbound, baseline right for Northwest. Lobs inbound to Slake. Slake with a couple dribbles. Now back to Wallace out between the circles. Dribbles left side. Now to Wallace. Back right side is Haley. 19 seconds left in the half. Haley backs near the timeline. They spread out the offense looking for the last shot. Northwest in front, 27-23. Crossover dribble by Haley at the top of the key, going one-on-one with Bell. Runner on the left side from eight. Won't go. Rebound pulled away and a foul with 3.1 seconds left. Taylor came down with the board. This is going Kyle Schlake, his second. Ninth team foul. And they go to the other end to shoot free throws as John Taylor was fouled, coming down with that rebound by Schlake. Grant Kozad into the game now and to the bench, Bryson Williams for Northwest. One and one opportunity for Taylor at the free throw line. He's got 7 points so far. And this one rims out. Haley with a rebound for Northwest. With 1 second left, a long jumper will come up way short at the buzzer. And Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room with the lead. They've led throughout the first half. It's been a relatively close game, though. Northwest at half in front of William Jewell, 27-23. Be back and have more for you from St. Joseph in the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus right after this 1 minute timeout. on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus at the Looney Fieldhouse. We're at the half of this matchup in the Hilliard Classic between Northwest and William Jewell. 27-23, Northwest Missouri State in front here at the half. And a good half for Northwest. We'll check a lot of the totals coming up a little bit later during our halftime here. But Northwest leading 27-23 last night in the win over Rockhurst. It was just a three-point game at halftime. Northwest in front 21-19. But Catch used a 10-0 run in the second half to open up the game and cruise to the victory over Rockhurst 55-38. And for William Jewell last night, again, a strong game last night for the Northwest, or rather the William Jewell men, as they defeated Missouri Western 76-60. William Jewell last night ended up with four players in double figures, led by Dylan Deck with 15 points. John Taylor had 13, and then 11 for Ricky Tisdale and 10 for Devontae Bell, who came off the bench for that. But that was a game in which Missouri Western ended up shooting 42% from three-point range on the day, as they ended up knocking down 10 of 24 on three-pointers. And every time Missouri Western tried to make a run last night, William Jewell stepped out and hit a big three to keep that momentum. So far tonight, Northwest limiting the three-point shooting for William Jewell. William Jewell, two of 10 on threes out of the first half. So they've been struggling from three-point range. Northwest knocked down four out of the first half. Two of those by Sullivan and two by D'Angelo Haley. Again at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front, 27-23, as they lead William Jewell. We'll be back and have more for you from St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of William Jewell, 27-23. Northwest and William Jewell women also playing it tonight. Their game just about getting ready to start as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic on the Northwest Missouri State campus. And that game being heard on the internet, go to northwestbearcast.com and follow the links there. And you can listen to that game as well. But here again, Northwest Missouri State in front of this men's matchup, 27-23. Busy day for both the Northwest and Missouri Western campuses, as football was the highlight this afternoon for both campuses. For Northwest Missouri State, a 35-0 win over Harding University. The Bearcats forced three Harding turnovers in that game. And went on to shut out Harding for the day. One of the downsides to the game this afternoon, James Franklin going out with an injury just two plays into the ball game. But the Cats, they were able to get some good performances on the ground. Nonetheless, Billy Creason ended up with a 113-yard day. He scored a touchdown as well. Bowman Adam Schulte also came off the bench and had some big carries for the Cats. And then Tyler Shaw, five catches, 419 yards and a score. Trevor Adams was also 17 of 26 from the field for 212 yards and two touchdowns and helping lead Northwest to the win. Up next for the Northwest football team, they travel to Mankato, Minnesota. They will face Minnesota State Mankato next Saturday, and anticipating that'll be a noon kick, and we're on there at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day along the Bearcat Radio Network. Missouri Western, an exciting one this afternoon in three overtimes, defeated Minnesota Duluth 57-55. Travis Partridge had a big day. He had three touchdowns, rushed for four, and threw for a career-high 319 yards. Michael Hill carried the ball 24 times for 187 yards and a touchdown. And on the whole, I'll get this total, 1,147 yards of total offense between the two teams. Each team failed to score on just four drives in the entire game. On defense, Missouri Western, Steven Jurgens had 17 tackles. Wallace Carter also had 13, and Mark Harrison, 12, also with an interception. And it came down to the final play of that game. Minnesota Duluth had scored, and after two overtimes, you have to go for two as far as the point after. And Minnesota Duluth trying to go for two to tie the game back up. They went with their quarterback, Vogler, who got tripped up with his fullback and fell to the ground and came up short of the end zone on that two-point conversion. So two-point game, Missouri Western with a win over Minnesota Duluth in three overtimes as they move on in the NCAA Division II playoffs as well. Missouri Western will head south as they take on second-seeded Henderson State on Saturday in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Northwest again facing the number one seed in the Minnesota State Mankato. So the two teams going opposite directions. Northwest to Mankato, Minnesota, and Missouri Western to Arkadelphia, Arkansas to face Henderson State. MIAA continue to be well represented in the NCAA Division II playoffs, and that's the way things turned out today at Northwest as well as Missouri Western. And here at halftime, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of William Jewell 27-23. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western campus, it's the Hillier Classic and the Northwest men at halftime in front of William Jewell 27-23. Busy weekend this weekend and next weekend over the Thanksgiving holiday, busy as well. James mentioned the Northwest football team heads to Mankato, Minnesota for a noon kickoff on Saturday with Minnesota State Mankato. The Northwest men's basketball team will be home next Saturday and Sunday for the Bearcat Classic as they host Upper Iowa, Southwest Minnesota State, and Central Missouri. The Bearcats will play Upper Iowa and Southwest Minnesota State, Upper Iowa on Saturday, and Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday. And the Northwest women are also in action next weekend. They play Saturday and Sunday in Denver, Colorado, as part of the Colorado Christian Holiday Classic. And we will have coverage from there as well next weekend, as well as at Bearcat Arena and in Mankato, Minnesota. So Bearcat Radio Network, another busy weekend coming up, as you can follow all of your favorite Bearcat sports again next weekend. At the half, Northwest Missouri State men in front of William Jewell, 27-23. We'll be back in. Have more for you as we check some of the totals out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. The Northwest Missouri State University Police Department will host a training session this month titled Animal Welfare and the Law. This training is for law enforcement, prosecutors, animal control personnel, and animal welfare advocates. The training is scheduled for 8 a.m. to noon Friday, November 30th in the station and is sponsored by the Humane Society of Missouri's Cruelty Investigations Task Force. Interested individuals should register by Friday, November 23rd by contacting Officer Christina Martinez, 660-562-1254.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. 27-23, the Northwest Missouri State men in front of William Jewell at the half as we look at the totals here. For Northwest, Bearcat shooting 34% from the field, 11 of 32. They were 4 of 9 from a three-point range, 44% from there. And at the free throw line, they only got there three times, but hit on only one of those. Cats out rebounding William Jewell by just one at 21-20. And you look at the turnovers, six turnovers for William Jewell and three for Northwest. Score was tied to four times out of the first half. Two lead changes, but Northwest through most of the half had a lead over William Jewell. The largest lead by Northwest was nine. And that was with 3:08. Left in the first half. William Jewell's largest lead out of the half, three. Now for William Jewell, their totals, 9 of 26 from the field, 34%. 2 of 10 from three-point range and 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Only player in double figures, D'Angelo Haley coming off the bench for Northwest with 12 points, 5 of 13 overall and 2 of 3 on three-pointers. Haley also did a good job crashing the boards. He had 5 rebounds out of the first half. Kyle Schlake leads the team in rebounding with six. And for William Jewell, their pace in scoring by John Taylor, who has 7 points. Ricky Tisdale, a guard for William Jewell, leading their team in rebounding with seven. And at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of William Jewell, 27-23. We'll be back and have more for you as we get ready for second half action right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
And back at the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph. It's the Hilliard Classic in the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of William Jewell, 27-23. And it looks like the Northwest women and William Jewell just getting their game going as the game prior to that went a little bit long. No score in that one as just getting started at Bearcat Arena. That game on NorthwestBearcats.com with Matt Quarter supplying the play-by-play tonight there. Here, both Northwest and William Jewell going through some final warm-ups as they get ready for a second-half play. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. It's been a busy weekend for Northwest sports, but a successful one up to this point. The Northwest football team with the 35-0 shutout of Harding in the first round of the Division II playoffs. Northwest men here up 27-23 as they lead William Jewell. Haven't seen the results yet, but Brittany Poole running in the NCAA Division II National Cross Country meet down in Joplin, qualified for the national meet. Regardless of what happens there, a very good season for Brittany Poole and the cross country team. And, of course, the Northwest women just getting underway at Bearcat Arena and their game with William Jewell. So, again, essentially tonight, we've got a doubleheader between Northwest and William Jewell. Northwest men with William Jewell here as part of the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph. And for Northwest, they come out to start this second half. They will have Alex Sullivan along with Matt Wallace and Bryson Williams at the guards. Kyle Slake and Bryce, and rather, and Dylan Starzl in side for the Cats. Starzl picked up a couple quick fouls and set much of the first half. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They go from our right to our left. Across the timeline on the right side as well. It's a long bounce pass to the right wing. Williams fakes left, goes right to the baseline to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Strong move to the bucket by the same zone, Bryson Williams. And Northwest in front, 29-23. Last night against Rockhurst, the Cats used a 10-0 run to start the second half and blow the game open. On the right side, in the corner goes Ricky Tisdale. Tisdale with the dribble on Williams. Spins past him, now to the baseline, now gives the right side. A fadeaway jumper, rattles around and down by Dylan Deck. Every guy at 6'9 can step out on the perimeter. 29-25, Northwest with the lead over William Jewell. On the right side, Williams to the wing, to the right baseline. Trying to drive on Craig Mattson. Good to see Craig back out there. He was shaking up a little bit there in the first half. Top of the key, Sullivan. On the right side is Williams. Out front, left Wallace. Oh, left for Slake. Into the lane. Kicks it back right side, Williams. Trying to spin around the zone of William Jewell. Opening up a 2-3 zone. Low on the left side for Starzl. Misses the shot and the rebound underneath deck for the Cardinals. Alec goes to Siskrunk to the top of the key. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the shot. Fight for the board. It's tipped to Slake. And Cats will have it. Unfortunately, Slake some momentum as he came down with that rebound. Teetering backwards just a little bit. Stepped on the baseline. And the ball to William Jewell. Mattson will go to the sideline for North, or rather for William Jewell. As the inbound comes from Bell, who just checked in, gets it inside for Deck, who misses the shot on the right, and the rebound Northwest. Sullivan races down the floor to the right wing. Northwest in this second half from our right to our left. Williams on the left wing, out front left. Sullivan, the three, got it. Alex Sullivan with 11 points tonight, 32-25 Northwest. Low post right side, Deck trying to post up on Starzl, does, spins, rattles around it out, pops out on Slake with the board for the Cats. Gives it to Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Left wing, Williams. Out front, Slake trailing on the play. Right side, Wallace. Wallace out front, being chased by, and gives it to Sullivan. Now left side, Williams. Williams, free throw line, jump stop in the lane. Up with the shot, off the glass, banks it in. Bryson Williams with 4 points here in the second half. The Northwest out to a 34-25 lead over William Jewell. Cats with a good start to this half like they had last night. A timeout by Cardinals coach Larry Holley. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
34-25, Northwest in front of William Jewell. 18:06 left in the game. William Jewell will have the ball going from our left to our right as Coach Larry Holley wanting to stop a little momentum by the Bearcats after another strong start to the second half. Sistrunk at midcourt. Guarded by Sullivan. Brings it out front on the left side. Taylor. Taylor on the right. Sistrunk once again. Left side is Devontae Bell. Bell with the dribble to the top of the key. Bounce pass on the give and go. Left side driving. And a layup. Taylor and a foul. John Taylor knocks down the bucket. He'll go to the free throw line. Alex Sullivan will pick up his first as Taylor goes to the line. Taylor, one of two from there tonight. Trying to go into double figures. He had 13 points last night against Missouri Western. Misses the free throw, and it pinballs to Schlake, and Northwest will have the ball off the rebound. Wallace into the front court. Dribbles left side. Guarded by Sistrunk. Bounce pass out front. Williams can't quite hold on to it. Chases down the ball near the timeline and will hand it to Wallace once again. It's a screen by Schlake into the left corner. Sullivan to the left baseline. Bounce pass cutting to the bucket by Starzl. Misses the shot. Gets his rebound. Misses it again. Trying to go up with it. Third time it's in and a foul. So the third time the charm for Dylan Starzl. Fought hard for a couple rebounds. Finally got the shot to fall off the glass, and he was fouled as well by John Taylor, who picks up his second foul. This sends Starzl to the free throw line. Starzl just 4 of 11 on the year at the charity stripe. His first trip there this evening. And the free throw too hard, continuing to struggle. Fight for the rebound. Sullivan and Bell, a collision. The two players fall to the floor, and Sullivan will get called for the foul, quickly picking up his second. 36-27, Northwest in front. Cross midcourt, left side. Sistrunk to the left wing. Out front, left is Tisdale. Guarded by Williams, dribbles top the key. Off the right side, Bell. Picked up by Wallace. Northwest stayed man-to-man the entire game. Right side is Bell. Top of the key. Free throw line left out of a double team. Gives a pass right for Tisdale. Wants a long 3-8. Rainbows it and misses it into the rebound. Wallace for Northwest. Across the timeline on the right side to the top of the key. Left wing Williams. Low left side for Slake. Kicks it out on the right side. Sullivan a 3. Off the rim. Rims out in the rebound. Pulled away by Sistrunk and a break for the Cardinals to the top of the key. Down the lane left. All the way to the bucket. Runner high off the glass. Good. Put it up and in over Slake. 36-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace into the front court right side. Down the lane with the drive. Now brings it back out with the dribble to the right wing. Pulls up. Cross court left side, Sullivan. Back to Wallace on the right. Top of the key, through the lane, left corner, Sullivan. He wants another three. Rims around and out. Rebound, Slake stripped out of his hands in a foul. Dwight Sistrunk, Jr. reaching in, will get called for the foul. And that will be his second. Slake goes to the free throw line. Northwest has been putting up some threes. Haven't had a lot of success here in the second half. They're 5 of 11 overall. Free throw by Slake. Good. Slake now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 2 points total. Grant McCullough back into the game as Taylor goes to the sideline for William Jewell. Second free throw by Slake. Rolls in. And they go to the sideline. Grant Kozad checks in for the Cats. 38-29, Northwest in front. Just under 16 minutes left in the game. Northwest trying to go to 3-0 on the season against a very good William Jewell team that defeated Missouri Western last night. Left side, Sistrunk. Out front, cross court right with the pass for Tisdale. Drives the right of the lane. A little bump with Bryson Williams and a foul.
Northwest Missouri foul is on Williams on the body.
Williams with his first.
Point the line, William Jewell. Ricky Tisdale
shooting. Tisdale on the line to shoot a couple. It's his first trip to the line tonight. He hasn't been there often on the young season, just 2 of 4 from the line. Ball over Tennessee Natives. Free throw off the back of the rim. 38-29 Northwest. Second free throw coming for Tisdale, and that one's good. Cats up by 8. Wallace being pressured by Sistrunk across midcourt right side. Out front finds Williams at the top of the key. Goes low with the bounce pass for Starzl on the block left for right side. Turns, takes a jumper from eight, misses. It's a little bit off for the shot tonight. Has that one rim out, and the rebound deck for William Jewell. Into the front court, Sistrunk. Dribbles right side. Out front to the top of the key. On the right for McCullough. Launches a long jumper, won't go, and the rebound, the putback by Deck, a reverse layup underneath the bucket. He had his back to the bucket when he came down with the rebound, then just tossed it over his head, was fouled as the shot went down. Dylan Deck with 6 points, and the foul goes on Dylan Starzl, who picks up his third foul. D'Angelo Haley into the game, Williams goes to the sideline, and now Tyler Funk to come in for Northwest. And to the sideline, Dylan Starzl. So the Cats now with a little bit of a smaller look on the floor as Deck will go to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. 38-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Free throw by Deck, good. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. He now cut to five out front right side. Funk to the right wing, Haley. Hey, they gave Northwest a spark in the first half with 12 points coming off the bench. Left side Wallace goes low into a double team for Cozad. Up with a shot and a foul as he took it low post off the left side of the bucket. Spun into the lane and we'll get to the free throw line. Foul is on Clint McCullough. That will be number two on McCullough. And we got a timeout. 14:54 left in the game. Northwest 38, William Jewell 33. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
14:54 left Northwest men in front of William Jewell, 38-33. It's part of the Hilliard Classic on the Missouri Western campus. The Northwest women also facing William Jewell this evening. That at the Winstead Reese Classic in Maryville at Bearcat Arena. And Northwest women up 12-9. And that with 10:46 left in the first half. That game getting a little bit later start due to the game in front. That one being heard on NorthwestBearcast.com with Matt Gorder calling the play-by-play. Cozad at the free throw line for Northwest, drops down the first free throw. And he has 3 points this evening. Northwest men in front, 39-33. Second free throw. Rims out. Rebound Funk as he pulls down the rebound. A collision with Deck, but able to get the pass left side for Sullivan. Sullivan on the left wing. Out front, Wallace. Now to Haley. Haley to the left side. Takes out front. Wants a fadeaway. Good. That's a two-pointer. Had a toe on the line. As D'Angelo Haley with the fadeaway. He has 14 points. His first bucket of the second half. 41-33. Northwest in front. Now front pass tipped away. It's intended for McCullough from Sistrunk. And Northwest with it. Now a long pass down the floor by Wallace. It's tipped and goes out of bounds. Sistrunk knocks it out in front of the Bearcat bench. So the Cats will inbound. Tyler Funk walks over to toss the inbound to Wallace. And Wallace out between the circles, dribbles left. Back to Funk on the right side, to the right wing, Haley. Cross court left side, Wallace. Low left for Cozad. Spins in the lane, little right-handed push shot, won't go. Fights for his rebound, gets it. Fade away and another foul. And this will send Cozad right back to the free throw line. Cozad doing a good job fighting for some rebounds inside. Dylan Deck picks up his third foul. So the two big post players for the teams, a Deck for William Jewell and Starzl for Northwest, each with three fouls. Cozad has a couple as he steps up to the free throw line. And the first one too hard off the back of the rim. Northwest at the free throw line, 4 of 9 tonight. Sophomore for Kearney toes the line, second free throw. That was too hard as well on the rebound deck for William Jewell. Boy, team really struggling at the line this season early. Out front deck at the top of the key. Right side. Gets it to Andrew Schofield, who checked in. Tries to go with a crossover dribble, knocked loose by Haley. Chased down by Schofield. Hands the ball off for assist front near the right sideline. Trying to drive on Haley out near the timeline. Dribbles between the circles off the left side and backs out. 10 on the shot clock for William Jewell. Sistrunk now trying to go one-on-one with Funk through the lane. A runner, good.
Sistrunk on the glide.
8 points for Sistrunk. 41-35. Northwest in front, but William Jewell hanging close. Off the left side, Haley to Sullivan in the left corner. To the left wing, out front right side, Wallace to the right wing, Haley. Fakes right, goes left as he drives. Whistle, and we've got foul inside. And this one will go on Grant Kozad. That will be his third foul. 15th foul on Northwest. Sullivan to the bench, and Connor Kirker back in for Northwest. Saw some time in the first half. 13-17 left in the game. Northwest 41, William Jewell 35. Sistrunk dribbling off the left wing to the top of the key. Drives on Wallace, spins at the free throw line. Another runner inside. Good. Sistrunk taking over the offense for William Jewell. Last couple trips down, he goes into double figures with 10. And we got a timeout by Northwest. William Jewell coming back. It's a 41-37 lead for Northwest with 13:02 left in the game. Back to St. Joseph right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
13:02 left in the game. Northwest 41, the William Jewell men at 37. This is in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph. At Bearcat Arena, the Winstead Reese Classic, the Northwest women up by one over William Jewell, 12-11. That one with 8:53 left in at the first half. That on NorthwestBearcats.com. Out to the top of the key. Wallace looks on the right side. Kirker. Kirker at the top. Looks and loves to pass right for Funk. Right at the free throw line. Between the circles, Kirker. Back left side, Wallace. Wallace drives. Now trying to dish it low left for Kozad. Tip in there. Chased into the left corner by Haley. And a reach-in foul on Andrew Schofield of William Jewell. And that for Schofield will be his first foul. 15 foul on Jewell. Both teams with 5 team fouls in the second half. Wallace to the sideline. Alex Sullivan back into the game. Kirker to inbound baseline left. Lobs the inbound to Kozad. Hands off to Kirker left side. Dribbles out front. Trying to spin left on Sistrunk. Goes low left on the baseline for Kozad. Trying to find Haley cutting through the lane and a foul. This one to go on Jewell. Schofield picks up his second. Now 16 fell on William Jewell. Kirker will inbound baseline left. Gets it to Haley in the left corner. Haley spinning up for the shot. Fade away. Short. Just barely grazed the rim. Chased down by Schofield in the left corner. Alec goes to Sistrunk. Pushes it to the top of the key to the left wing. Backs out. Heard it by Kirker. Northwest staying man-to-man. And Sistrunk will dribble out near midcourt. Trying to go one-on-one with the freshman. Looks on the left side to Schofield. A drive to the baseline. Jumper from 15. Won't go. And Kirker in lane with the rebound for Northwest. Nice outlet to Sullivan on the fast break to the bucket off the left side. Lays it up. And in. Alex Sullivan with right-handed layup off the left side of the bucket. Gives Northwest a 43-37 lead with 11:46 left in the game. Sistrunk to the right wing. Dribbles top of the key. Left wing pass Schofield as Haley creeps out on him, and Schofield will dribble near the scorer's table. to the top of the key, trying to go low. His pass off the foot of McCullough, picked up by Northwest. Kirk on an outlet to Haley. Tries, stripped out of his hands by McCullough. And McCullough had the ball on the baseline as he goes out of bounds with it. The Northwest ball inbound as Starzl and Slick, two big players in inside. Back into the game for Northwest as Cozad and Plunk to the sideline. And Ricky Tisdale in for William Jewell, Schofield to the sideline. Baseline right, Connor Kirker to inbound. Gets the inbound to Haley, right side. Haley at the elbow right, Starzl back to Haley. Haley to the free throw line, ball fake, fadeaway jumper now from 15, got it. Haley with 16 points, Northwest in front, 45-37. Into the front court right, Sistrunk to the right wing. Off the key, through the lane, down the lane, another runner off the left side, off the glass. No, Kirker crashing the board, comes away with it for Northwest. On the fast break, down the right sideline to Sullivan. Sullivan dribbles through the lane, trying to go left on the blocks to Schlake as he makes the pass, knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on the Cardinals. Foul will go on Jordan Lewis. That's number three on Lewis, who hasn't seen much time, but he's picked up three fouls. Alex Sullivan's first trip to the free throw line. 1-1 on the young season at the charity stripe for the senior. 1-1 opportunity here, knocks down the first. 14 points for Alex Sullivan. At 8 at the end of the first half, 46-37 Northwest in front. Second free throw good. Ten-point lead for the Cats. Into the front court right side, Sistrunk. Out to the top of the key, Lewis. Free throw line, takes the jumper and knocks it down. 5 points for Lewis. Back to an eight-point game, Northwest up with 10.5 minutes left in this ball game. Across the timeline, left side. With the dribble, Haley. Haley between the circles, looks right for Kirker. Top of the key. Left side, Sullivan on the wing. The three, got it. Alex Sullivan knocks down another three. He's got 18 points tonight. Four Sullivan on the threes in this game. 4 of 8 on the left side. In front of the William Jewell bench is Jordan Lewis. Top of the key, spins on Kirker. Free throw line left for the jumper. Too hard off the glass, and the rebound coming to Northwest. Here comes Haley down the left sideline to the left wing. Killing on the play, Slate between the circles. Sullivan on the right side, and inside whistle and a foul. And this time, Jewell gets called for the foul, sending Starzl to the free, or rather to the free throw line. Nibble arrive breaking the action. With 9:56 left in the game, Northwest 50, William Jewell 39. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
9:56 left in the game. The Northwest men in front of William Jewell, 50-39. Part of the Hillier Classic on the Missouri Western campus. The Northwest women in the Winstead Reeves Classic at Bearcat Arena, leading William Jewell 16-11. That was 6-10 left in the first half. Matt Gordon, play-by-play of that one on NorthwestBearcats.com. Dylan Starzl at the free throw line. Dylan 0-1 tonight at the line. 4 points total. Knocks down the front end of the 1-1 as he is fouled before the timeout. We'll have a second free throw. And that one is good. 52-39, Northwest up. Cats trying to go to 3-0 on the young season. Across the timeline, Sistrunk into the front court. Bounce pass, high post right. McCullough. Wants to drive on Starzl down the lane. Coming over on the hillside was Slate. And a whistle and a foul. And Kyle Slate will get called for his third foul. So now both Starzl and Slate playing with three fouls. Sixth team foul on Northwest. Clint McCullough at the free throw line. Shooting two, where he's 2 of 4. First one good. 12-point lead for Northwest, 52-40. Second free throw good. So McCullough steps up, hits both. Now 52-41 game, Northwest in front of William Jewell. Into the front court off the left side, Kirker gives it to Haley. Out front between the circle, Slake, right side, Sullivan to the top of the key. Into the left corner, Haley trying to look low with the ball knocked out of his hands, goes out of bounds as Ricky Tisdale slots it out of bounds. 9:26 left in the game. Northwest in front of William Jewell, 52-41. Haley the inbound in the far left corner, gets the inbound to Connor Kirker. Top of the key. Dribbles right, pulls up, bounce pass right wing Sullivan. Right to the baseline as he does, a bump and a foul. And this will go on William Jewell. Jordan Lewis picks up his fourth foul. And for Coach Larry Holly, that gets Devontae Bell back into the ball game as Lewis will go to the sideline. Alex Sullivan at the free throw line, a 1-1 opportunity coming. And knocks down the first.
And this is the penalty.
19 points for Sullivan. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Another strong offensive output by Alex. Off to a good start in his senior season. Second free throw good. 54-41, Northwest in front of William Jewell. And another strong second half right now for the Cats. Second straight night, they've come out and played well in the second half. At the elbow on the right side, McCullough turns, guarded by Starzl. Lobs a pass into the left corner. Finds Bell, stepping in front of the pass, though. Westlake with the steal for Northwest. Now it goes to Haley. Left side, Kirkard left open on the wing. The three won't go. Slake crashing the board, comes up with a rebound, takes it to the lane. Now with a pass off the right side, gets it to Sullivan. Now to Kirkard on the left wing. Kirkard, top of the key, pulls up. Left side on the wing, Haley. Trying to look low with it, instead will dribble to the baseline. And a runner on the way, blocked away by Bell. Rebound loose in the lane for William Jewell. With it is Sistrunk. Across the timeline, top of the key, into the right corner. Three on the way by Bell. Rims out, rebound, Schlake. Came down with it with his left arm. His right arm was hooked inside by Dylan Deck. And here comes Northwest on the break. Sullivan to the left wing. Out front is Crooker. Right side, Haley. Haley to the right wing. Crossover dribble, free throw line. Takes the jumper. Got it over Bell. Angelo Haley with 18 points, and Northwest in front, 56-41. Just over 8 minutes left in the game. Deck, low post right side, takes the pass from Tisdale. Tries to go in the lane with the left, turns and misses the shot, but a foul. And this to go on Northwest. Kyle will pick up his fourth foul. Kyle Slate picking up foul number four. And Dylan Deck goes to the line. 7 points tonight. He had 15 points and 9 rebounds last night against Missouri Western. Deck got into early foul trouble in that game, played just 18 minutes, but it was very effective for Jewell in their win over the Griffins. Deck, a sophomore out of Smithville, will go to the free throw line. Official Bill Tickham wiping up some perspiration underneath the basket before giving the ball to Deck for his free throws. 56-41, Northwest up. Deck shooting two. First one too hard. Now one of two at the free throw line. Coming into the game, Deck was 9 of 12, a 75% shooter. Slake goes to the sideline and Kozad in for Northwest. A good contingent of fans from Northwest at the game tonight. Second free throw game.
Substitution, Jordan.
Now Dylan Deck goes to the bench and into the game, Chris Jordan, a 6'6 junior from Huntsville, Alabama. 56-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. Jewell on a little bit of a run here. Northwest head led by 13. Across the timeline off the right side. Down the lane, Kirker drives up for the shot up in front of the rim. No, Kirker with the rebound. Brings it back left side, and it rolls out right, and rebound. Kozak trying to go up with it, and a whistle and a foul. Knocked out of his hands, but a foul. Good second half for Northwest here. John Taylor picks up his third foul. He just got back into the game. Kozak to shoot two here. An even and the free throw on the way. Takes a high bounce, and the free throw troubles continue for Northwest as a team. Kozad now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Northwest as a team at the free throw line, 10 of 17. Second free throw. Good. Nothing but net that time. ...57-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:28 left off the left side with the drive is Bell. Fadeaway jumper over Starzl, won't go, and a long rebound to Starzl off the left side. Gives it to Kricker across the timeline. Dribbles right with the bounce pass. Finds Sullivan on the right wing to the top of the key. Bounce pass high left. Kozad spins the lane left. Trying to post up and gets called for a travel. Hop just a little bit, trying to get position inside with Chris Jordan, and the turnover gives it to William Jewell.
William Jewell substitution, death.
That's right now up by 15 with 7:08 left in the game. Back into the game for William Jewell as Sistrunk takes it across the timeline for the Cardinals. Bounce pass high left for Taylor. Started by Kozad. Hands off to Sistrunk down the lane to the bucket. Underneath the bucket, kicks into the right corner for Tisdale, and he takes the three. Won't go. Starzl clears the board for Northwest. Ella Kirker. Across the timeline on the right side, and his cross-court pass tipped by Deck. It will go out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound with 6:40 left in the game. Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest, Starzl with the ball off the right side. Will take it in the lane. Drives, fade away from six. Good. Dylan Starzl with 8 points. Northwest in front, 59-42. So striking in the front court right side. Free throw line backs out. Looks on the left for Taylor. Lobs it low for Deck. One-handed push shot. Took the entry pass with his right hand and just kind of, at that moment, just tipped it right back up and in. So a nice play by Dylan Deck. 59-44, though, Northwest in front. Kirker in the front court right side. Haley to take the pass, guarded by Bell. Out front, takes the long jumper, runs out left, and the rebound out of bounds off of Sullivan, trying to crash the board with Bryce Sistrunk Jr. Bryson Williams into the game. Haley to the sideline for Northwest. 5:51 left, Northwest 59, William Jewell 44. On the left side, Bell. Drives to the left, goes low post left side for Deck, back to Bell, left corner, the three on the way, and just skims the rim, and the rebound, Sullivan for Northwest, across the timeline, right to the top, looks right wing, Kirker open, a three, nothing but net. Connor Kirker with his first bucket of the game. 62-44, Northwest in front of William Jewell, as they're opening things up now. Sistrunk into the front court. Bounce pass high post left, Taylor. Lobs the pass into the right corner, Tisdale, to the right wing. Looks low right, Deck. Drives, and his dribble stolen coming from his blind side was Bryson Williams with the steal. He'll take it across midcourt for Northwest from our right to our left. Kirker on the left side now to the left wing. Bounce pass high left side. Kozad with the dribble into the lane. A little right-handed hook is good. Kozad with 6 points, 64-44. Northwest by 20. Another strong second half for Northwest. Bell on the right wing. Out front to the top of the key. Tisdale backs out. Looks left side. Sistrunk with a bounce pass. Low for Taylor. His shot is short. Rebound Deck up with a shot and a foul in the lane underneath the bucket.
Northwest Missouri foul is on Kirker.
Connor Kirker will pick up his first foul. Breaking the action as well with 4:31 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 64 and William Jewell 44. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. 64-44, the Northwest man in front of William Jewell. 4:31 left in this matchup from the Hilliard Classic on the Missouri Western campus. Close one going on in Maryville tonight. Northwest and the William Jewell women, with William Jewell taking the first lead, 21-20 over Northwest with a minute left in the first half. Free throw here is a good by Dylan Deck of William Jewell, fouled before the timeout by Connor Kirker. 64-45, Northwest in front. Second free throw by Deck on the way, good. 64-46, Northwest with the lead. Into the front court, Kirker to the right wing. Through the lane, lobs the pass left side, Sullivan. Gets a screen by Funk, takes it top of the key, pulls up, looks left side on the wing. Kirker bobbles it, picks it back up to the left wing. Behind the back with the dribble. Now to Funk out front left side. Kirker back to Funk left, takes it to the baseline, drives underneath the bucket, kicks it into the right corner, Sullivan, and jumper on the way, misses air ball, rebound, Cosette, tries to go up with a reverse layup, blocked by Taylor, and Sullivan crashing the board with the rebound, the putback, and a foul. Missed the shot, but was fouled on the play. Devontae Bell with foul number two, and this will send Alex Sullivan to the free throw line with 3:58 left in Northwest in front, 64-46. Impressive game for Northwest tonight. Free throw by Sullivan on the way, good. Sullivan with 21 points. 5 of 5 at the free throw line. It's 4 of 9 from 3-point range, and it's another free throw. Clint McCullough into the game. And to the sideline, John Taylor for William Jewell. In case you missed it earlier today, the Northwest football team moves on to the next round of the Division II playoffs after a 35-0 win over Harding. Into the front court, Sistrunk, top of the key. Dribbles free throw line, spins in the lane, pushes the pass in the left corner. Jumper by Tisdale, misses too hard. Fight for the board by Dex, saves it inbounds, but he stepped on the baseline before he got that pass back out to the front court. So now Northwest will inbound. Seeing a little bit of pressure as Kirker will take the inbound and drive on Sistrunk across the timeline. It's over 3.5 minutes left in the game. Northwest up 66-46. Sullivan on the left. Now to Kirker to the left wing. Wants the three with the left hand. Got it. Nothing but it. Hunter Kirker with his second three. Both coming in the second half. Northwest in front 69-46. And the 23-point lead out to the top of the key. Sistrunk, free throw line right, pushes it and misses it off the left of the board. And the putback is good by McCullough inside, and a foul. And they will count the bucket. McCullough with 6 points. Grant Cozad will pick up his fourth foul inside. And McCullough goes to the free throw line. Well, at the line to try to make this a 3-point trip down the floor. That last foul, by the way, the 10th team foul on Northwest. Second, or rather, the free throw misses too hard. The rebound tapped and controlled by Funk for Northwest. Gives it to Haley across midcourt right side. Cross court left, Kirker. To the top of the key. Looks on the right side for Haley. Haley, free throw line, pulls up, 12-foot jumper off the right. Won't go. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Deck for the Cardinals. And now it goes to Sistrunk. Right side, and a jumper put up and missed by Lewis from 15. Fight for the board and a foul as Funk on the floor with Bell. And they'll call a held ball. And for William Jewell, they'll inbound. But Bell got his bell rung just a little bit there underneath the bucket. Slow to get up and trying to shake it off. And let's see if in fact he wants to stay in the game. And Coach Holly will allow him to do so. Possession arrow. Gives the ball to William Jewell. 2:42 left. Northwest up 69-48. Sistuck with the inbound off the left side. Lewis jumps up in the lane. Up with a shot. Off the glass and good. Jordan Lewis with 7 points. 69-50. Northwest in front. Into the front court right side goes Haley. And his dribble nearly stolen by Bell. And comes up with it. And a foul right in front of the Bearcat bench. Devontae Bell picks up his third foul. And Haley back to the free throw line. Actually to the line tonight for the first time. He has 18 points, 12 of those coming in the first half tonight. 0-1 at the line this season. And Haley's free throw good. Of course, his first game this year was, during the regular season, was last night. 19 points on this evening's action. Had 9 last night. Knocking down 3 3-pointers in the second half. Haley hits the second free throw. And now with 20 points. Now Wallace back into the ball game. Haley goes to the sideline for Northwest. 73-50. Northwest in front. Sistrunk into the front court. Looks right side. Bell with it. Out between the circles. Dribbles right. Pulls up on the wing. Out front with the pass to Sistrunk. Oh, left side stepping in front of the pass was Kozad, and a held ball coming up. A good job by Kozad anticipating that pass going low and ties up Clint McCullough. Substitution, Croker. Nate Croker into the game for William Jewell, 6'6 senior out of Wildwood, Missouri. Possession arrow now for Northwest as Funk will get ready for the inbound. 2:08 left, the Northwest men in front, 73-50. So far shaping up to be a pretty good weekend for Northwest sports-wise. Last night, both the Northwest men and women winners in their respective classics. The men with a win over Rockhurst. The women defeated Southwest Minnesota State. Bearcat football team this afternoon shuts out Harding in the playoffs, 35-0. And Northwest men on top in this one with 2:07 left out front. McCullough takes a jumper and a good two-pointer out. Just inside the arc. 73-52 Northwest. Off the left side, Kirker. Left wing, Williams. Under 2 minutes left in the game. Wallace, high post right. Kozad squares, faces the bucket, now drives to the baseline. Spins in the lane, out of a double team. Kicks the pass out from Wallace. Into the left corner, Williams. He'll take the three. Line drive, won't go. Kozad with the board, and the putback is good off the glass. Grant Kozad with a strong rebound inside. Puts it back up in a 73-52 Northwest lead. On the left side, Bell. Bell at the top of the key. Looks right side for Lewis. And Lewis with the drive. Tries to go high post for Croker. And the pass tipped away by Wallace. Picked up by Funk. And he takes it into the front court. Funk on the left side to the left baseline. Drives to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Tyler Funk with his first bucket of the game. And a quick timeout here to allow a couple substitutions here as Kyler Erickson into the game. And also Lyle Harris for Northwest. 75-52, Northwest, 107 left. So Northwest right now on the weekend in respective events. Looking to go 4-0 with the Northwest women left to play and finish out their game with William Jewell. They're up by 2 at halftime. On the right side, driving to the baseline, Lewis up with the shot and rims in. Lewis with 9 points, 75-54, Northwest. Lyle Harris into the front court and a whistle and... Let's see what we have here. Foul coming up. And this one to go on Chris Jordan of William Jewell. And this away from the ball with Kozad as into a good old position. And this will send Kozad back to the free throw line. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney's had a good night. Rose had 4 rebounds to go along with 8 points. Free throw won't go. Takes a high bounce off the rim.
Substitution, Schofield.
Andrew Schofield into the game, and Dwight Sistrunk Jr. to the sideline for Coach Larry Hawley. 45.5 seconds left in the game. Northwest in front, 75-54. Kozad, free throw, too hard. Rebound, Harris for Northwest. Back to Kozad, cutting through the lane, stripped out of his hands, though. Picked up by Schofield. On the break, across the timeline. Left side, Fell. Hooks the pass. Left for Chris Jordan. Chased down off the left wing. 29 seconds left in the game. 21 on the shot clock. On the right side, Lewis. In a double team. Lobs the pass off the left side for Schofield. Drives to the baseline. Back pedals. Wants a three and knocks it down.
Andrew Schofield.
Schofield with his first bucket. 15 seconds left. Northwest in front, 75-56. Bearcat fans behind us. Cheering on their team as Connor Kirker takes it in the front court and will just hold the ball as the clock will wind down to 4 seconds, down to 3-2-1, and Northwest Missouri State will go to 3-0 on the season after a win over William Jewell tonight in the Hoosier Classic on the Missouri Western campus. Final score, Northwest Missouri State 75 and William Jewell 56. Need to take a break before we go to our post game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Back at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State, leading throughout most of this ballgame, opened things up again in the second half as they went on their way to a victory over William Jewell this evening, 75-56. Bearcats now 3-0 on the year. William Jewell falls to 1-2. Their only win last night against Missouri Western, a 76-60 victory last night. Northwest men again, 3-0 on the year, and really the last two games are looking very good, especially in the second half, opening things up in both games. Northwest is up at halftime, 27-23, and again, win it 75-56. Be back and begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're back at the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus, 75-56. Northwest Missouri State with the win. It was a 27-23 game at halftime, but another strong second half by Northwest opening things up as they come up with the win to go to 3-0 on the season. For the Northwest men, have a week to prepare for next weekend's Bearcat Classic on the Northwest campus, as the Northwest men will have games with Upper Iowa on Saturday and Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday, both of those at 3 o'clock tip-offs. And then, again, that next weekend, also Central Missouri is a part of that classic as they'll play Upper Iowa and Southwest Minnesota as well as a flip-flop on the 2 days. The Northwest will get Upper Iowa on a Saturday afternoon and Southwest Minnesota on a Sunday. Again, the Northwest men with the win, 75-56. The Northwest women are in action tonight as well, facing William Jewell. That game is at the half in the Winstead-Reeves Classic. The Northwest women up 23-21 over William Jewell at halftime. That game being heard on the internet with Matt Gorder calling all the play-by-play of that one. And that on NorthwestBearcast.com, and just follow the links to that broadcast to catch the second half of what looks to be a pretty good one going in at Maryville at Bearcat Arena. Big second half again for Northwest, 75-56. The final score, Northwest with the win. We'll be back. Have the XDF award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about what Northwest is grateful for.
You know, partnerships are really important in Northwest. I've talked about partnerships since the day I set foot into Northwest. And the city of Maryville and city manager Greg McDaniel has been so huge. And, the city put together the 4th Street Improvement Project, accepted a bid this week, City Council, we appreciate them. And so, you know, that 4th Street Corridor Improvement Project really is moving to be a step closer to completion. We partnered with North Central Missouri College and announced that here in the last semester about, you know, strengthening that relationship on the nursing front. So partnerships are so huge. And beyond those, you know, John, we can talk about friends and community members and support. And of course, last weekend we announced Nottoway Valley Bank, largest cash gift in history of the athletics department. And it will go towards help funding a video board that will be state-of-the-art at our stadium, strengthening that fan day experience. And we appreciate so many members out there that give so much of themselves individually, organizationally, in advancing the cause of Northwest Missouri State University. As I reflect here on providing gratitude, you know, alumni are part of that. We have so many great networked alums who work internationally, nationally, regionally, locally. And, you know, it's so exciting to receive emails, text messages, you know, some Facebook posts about what they're doing. And it really allows you to kind of bound to work, you know, and say, wow, I want to get into work, because that's really what it's all about.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State with a 75-56 win over William Jewell in a men's game as part of the Hillier Classic on the Missouri Western campus. Time for the Extra Effort Award, and boy, this is not one of those games that's really tough to pick out. But I think looking at Alex Sullivan again tonight, Alex ends up with 22 points. A solid game. We don't have the final totals in front of us right at the moment, but pulled down some key rebounds. Also, with that, the free throws was 6 of 6 at the free throw line, and 1.4 of 8 on the threes as he ends up night with, again, 22 points. So he's off to a very strong start offensively. On Sunday, hit 28 points for a career high. Gets a 22 tonight in helping lead Northwest to the win. Helping pick up the pace with Deshaun Cooper out with an early season knee injury. And Alex Sullivan getting the nod as the Extra Effort Award winner from the matchup tonight with William Jewell. We look at some of the other totals here for Northwest. Also in double figures, D'Angelo Haley. He ends up with 18 points. 12 of those coming in the first half. He knocked down a couple of threes in the first half and really helped Northwest in that first half in a game that was close to the half. Northwest is up 27-23 at halftime. And then again, open things up in the second half. Dylan Starzl had 8 points. 8 points for Grant Cozad. Starzl got into early foul trouble. Never really did get into the flow of the game, even when he's out on the floor in the second half. Grant Cozad, though, picking up the pace a little bit. And Northwest Missouri State coming up with the win at 75-56. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, about this matchup. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to St. Joseph on our post game. Northwest Missouri State with a 75-56 win over William Jewell in the Hillier Classic. And joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, second straight game, a strong second half for your team. And I know talking with you a little bit earlier, you kind of felt like maybe the defensive pressure you applied may take a toll in the second half on teams.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what happens over time with our defense is, you know, you grind, and teams will just relentlessly, when we're really feeling it, relentlessly don't allow teams to score. And after a while, it just wears on you, and it kind of breaks your spirits. And then we start to hit a few shots at some point, and then we'll really get to rolling. And I thought we did tonight. I thought offensive rebounding-wise, I thought our bigs, our guards – they were great. Really crashed the offensive glass. But, you know, we still got a ways to go offensively. We still got to figure some things out and figure out a way to score a little bit more.
Talking about your bigs, Dylan Starzl picked up a couple quick fouls in this one and had to set throughout a lot of the first half. You got some good bench play. I like Grant Kozak came in, played hard for you inside, and Kyle Slake also picked up the pace inside with Starzl out.
Yeah, both those two really played tough. You know, I think Grant's really maturing before our eyes, and I hope he continues to do that. He's still going to have some bumps, but I thought he played tough tonight. You know, Kyle Schlake, I thought the same thing, got 12 rebounds. I mean, that's huge.
Also, when you talk about rebounding, obviously the one thing that stands out with Alex Sullivan is his points. He gets 22 tonight, but as a guard, he's not afraid to go inside, and he came up with 5 boards for you tonight inside as well.
Yeah, him and D'Angelo really need to make sure they continue to rebound offensively and defensively. They do a great job of doing that. I thought Connor Kirker, when we made our little run, grabbed about 2 or 3 really big rebounds kind of in a crowd. I thought that was really tough and a good sign to see from him.
Yeah, I thought, too, kind of a nice thing with Kirker coming in as a freshman. He really doesn't seem intimidated at all early in his freshman season out there.
No, he's got a lot of moxie. I mean, he's a tough kid as far as, you know, the mental stuff goes. And you know, we had a decision before the season to redshirt him or not. I guess I probably made the right decision not to. So hopefully, you know, I mean, he's still going to have bumps in the road. You know, there's going to be bumps in the road with him, and just like there is with every freshman. But, you know, as of right now, I think this year of experience is going to help him a ton.
And I think when you look at this victory over William Jewell, it's a pretty good William Jewell team, a team that defeated Missouri Western last night. You have to feel real good about this, a very athletic Cardinals squad here.
Oh, I thought they were much improved from last season, and they even lost their stud big guy. You know, I thought athletically they're better. I love that little point guard that they have. You know, I think they're going to be a good team. They're going to finish in the top half of their division of that GLVC, I would guess.
Now, you've got a week off before the Bearcat Classic next weekend. You got Upper Iowa and Southwest Minnesota State next Saturday and Sunday. And just kind of talk about this type of week coming up. We've got a little bit different with Thanksgiving holiday in there with the players and a couple more quality games coming up this weekend, it looks like.
You know, it kind of depends on how we handle it. You know, if we really look to improve this week and really grow and understand that, you know, 2 wins, 3 wins, you know, that's not really what we're going for. You know, we want to be at our best at the end of the season, so the process is the most important thing right now, and we've got to make sure that process is good this week.
Well, a couple of good games to help with that process this weekend with wins over Rockhurst and William Jewell.
Yeah, and, you know, big wins, and I think they're both really good teams, and I think they're going to excel in their conferences. Anytime you can beat, you know, Larry Holley and Coach O'Connor for Rockhurst, I mean, those guys can coach now. Their kids play hard, so those are good wins.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. Northwest with the win 75-56 over William Jewell. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus as we wrap things up from the Hilliard Classic, the Northwest men with a 75-56 victory over William Jewell. Northwest goes to 3-0 on the year. William Jewell falls to 1-2. Quickly looking at some of the other stats that have been handed to us. Northwest for the game shooting 42% from the field, 44% from three-point range, 8 of 18 on the threes. At the free throw line, 15 of 24, 63% from there. Northwest out rebounding William Jewell, 46-32. Cardinals shooting 40% from the field, 22 of 55. They were just 2 of 18 from three-point range after being lights out last night against Missouri Western in that category. And they shot 59% from the free throw line, 10 of 17. 11 turnovers for Jewell, 7 for Northwest on the evening. And the Bearcats with the win, they go to 3-0 on the year, and they'll be back in action this upcoming weekend. Part of the Bearcat Classic, Upper Iowa on Saturday at 3, Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday at 3. We'll have coverage of that for you this weekend as well as on Saturday, again, after the matchup with the Bearcat football team as they will face Minnesota State Mankato in the second round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. We'll sort everything out with the start times and everything early in the week and let you know along the Bearcat Radio Network as we'll be bringing you both football and basketball throughout the weekend as well. Another big weekend coming up. So spend some of your Thanksgiving with the Bearcat Radio Network as we keep you informed on everything taking place with Bearcat Athletics. Again, the Northwest football team winners today 35-0 as they defeat Harding to advance on to the next round and face Minnesota State Mankato on Saturday in Mankato. For NorthwestBearcast.com, internet broadcast this evening, Northwest and William Jewell women tied up at 33. That's with 13:31 left in the second half. Matt Gorder calling that one, so go to your laptop or a computer and click onto that broadcast and hear the end of that one. What looks to be an exciting finish with Northwest now taking a two-point lead in that matchup and trying to get the Northwest teams to 5-0 over the weekend as the Northwest men win two here at the Hilliard Classic. The Northwest women won last night over Southwest Minnesota State. Of course, the Bearcat football team won earlier today with Harding. Again, the final score here tonight as the Northwest men go to 3-0, 75-56. They defeat William Jewell. Our thanks to Ben Oley for engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from St. Joseph. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.